I'm your host, AB.
And this week on Mama Murdered a Podcast, we're going to be covering a hella super controversial case. And that's going to be the case of Brooke Schuyler Richardson, who was a teenage cheerleader that was secretly pregnant and able to hide not only her pregnancy, but her baby and the entire birth of her baby. She was able to hide that from everybody that she knew and everybody that she was close with in her life, including her parents, who she still lived with. No one knew she was pregnant. No one knew when she'd given birth. So that means that no one knew that a newborn baby was missing after she'd given birth. Nobody knew a single thing. This is a super sensitive case, and the court of public opinion seems to be split right down the middle. People either think that she's completely innocent, or they think that she was somehow able to get away with the murder of her own newborn baby. Now, before I say let's get it, I need to go over a few things because if I don't, I'll forget. So, firstly, I want to give a huge shout out and a huge thank you to our newest Patreon member, Linda Bradley. Thank you so much for joining, and for everybody else who's joined the Patreon family recently, I really hope you're enjoying the new bite-sized episodes that have been dropping every Friday. And I'm also really sorry that I wasn't able to get one out this past Friday. But I just had so much going on with my kids and baseball and appointments for my father-in-law. And if you've been here a while, then you know that my father-in-law's health took a turn for the worst just out of nowhere last year. And it's just been a downhill battle ever since. So thanks for bearing with me and sticking it out for a week. I got y'all this Friday though. Don't worry about it. And the last thing that I wanted to mention is that today's episode wasn't initially supposed to be a two-part episode, but we've had games or practice literally every day this week, and I've been back and forth with the school all week about some testing on our youngest son for a reading disability, and I just really honestly haven't had time to finish the research on this case to be able to cover it the way that I wanted to. So I figured if I just split it up into two episodes, that would give myself time to finish the research that I need to do on this case. But, I mean, I have to be a mom before I'm a podcaster. So again, thanks for bearing with me and hanging in there through my struggle sometimes. And I think that's all that I needed to cover before we get started. So, with all that being said, and without further ado, let's get it. Brooke Schuyler Richardson, who was better known by the people in her life as just Schuyler, which was her middle name, was born on March 9th in 1999 to her parents, Scott and Kim Richardson, in Carlisle, Ohio, which had a population of only about 5,000 people. And for a better geographical sense, Carlisle is about 40 miles north of Cincinnati, Ohio. But it seems like the town of Carlisle has a very, like, small town feel. Schuyler also had a younger brother named Jackson, and Schuyler was the epitome of a small-town girl. She was, in a lot of ways, a typical teenager who was petite and popular, and she loved cheerleading. Schuyler was a happy person in general, and there have actually been friends that she went to school with that have credited her for befriending them when they had bullies or when they were in a time of need. And other friends say that she would sit with them at lunch so that they didn't have to sit alone and that she'd always sit with them even though she was more popular than them. As a teenager, Schuyler also worked with the kids at her local YMCA, so from what I could find, Schuyler seems to have had a pretty good heart. She was always kind to others, but as kind as she was to other people, there were some things that Schuyler struggled with as far as being kind to herself. She struggled with her own demons that a lot of people in her life weren't aware of. Skylar struggled with an eating disorder as early as the sixth grade. And she'd tried to keep that eating disorder hid from not only her family, but she also tried to hide it from people at school. So, sixth grade, if my math is right, that would have put her somewhere between the ages of like 10 and 12 when this eating disorder started. She would binge eat, then get sick, and then she would hide food and make herself sick after meals. And she only weighed about 100 pounds in high school when this case took place. It actually wasn't until Skylar passed out at a cheerleading competition from not eating that her family and friends learned about her eating disorder. Now, Skylar's mom, Kim, has said that she noticed that Skylar would always look at her body in the mirror and that she would do it constantly. And that she only realized how severe Skylar's eating disorder was when there was a time that Skylar refused to buy a pack of chewing gum just because each stick of gum had 5 calories. So once her parents realized that this was actually a serious problem, Skylar's parents started setting her up with different specialists and therapists and things like that just to try to help Skylar work through and overcome her eating disorder. But her mom, Kim, says that Skylar never really developed mentally or physically past the age of like 12 or 13. And that would almost make sense if her body isn't getting the nutrients and the fuel that it needs to grow and mature. I could see how that could happen. And about that, Skylar's mom, Kim, said, quote, "She stayed frozen in that 12-year-old body." So that tells you how small she was, even in high school. Now, later on, when Skylar's mom, Kim, was asked about how much of Skylar's life was controlled by her eating disorder, Kim told them that at least 95% of Skylar's life revolved around something related to her eating disorder. Whether it was counting calories or working out or calculating how many calories she'd burned during each workout or run, it was just a massive part of Skylar's life. So let's fast forward a little bit to August of 2016. 18-year-old Skylar meets a guy named Trey Johnson online and the two start seeing each other. But they only dated for about a month before Skylar decided to break things off. Trey was about to start college, and Skylar was excited to start her last year of high school, so that was the end of that relationship. But during the month-long relationship that Skylar and Trey were in, they had had sex twice, once with protection and once without, and this was before they'd broken up. And inevitably, during one of these two times that they'd had sex, Skylar had gotten pregnant. And she and Tyler never spoke again after this breakup. Skylar blocked Tyler on all of her social medias, and they just never spoke again. They never saw each other. It was just not a thing. Now, to this day, Skylar claims that she didn't know that she was pregnant. And since she claims that she didn't know about the pregnancy, she also never told Trey that she was pregnant. But she also never told her parents or her friends or any doctors or teachers. She didn't tell a single soul. And that could be because she honestly didn't know. I'm trying really, really, really hard to stay completely unbiased while I retell this case. But I have my own opinions and I go back and forth with them. So I'm doing my best to keep my opinions to myself. I'm really trying here. So after Skylar and Trey broke up, Skylar started dating another boy by the name of Brandon. She and Brandon started dating in January of 2017. Skylar was a senior in high school, and Brandon was in the grade below Skylar, so he would have been in 11th grade during his junior year when they started dating. Now, Skylar and Brandon seemed to have a healthy relationship as far as healthy as a high school relationship can be. And Brandon would eventually even take Skylar to her senior prom. Skylar's family noticed that after she and Brandon had been dating for a few months, that Skylar seemed to be putting on like a healthy amount of weight. And she even actually looked her age in some of the pictures that were taken on a trip that she and her family took that Brandon went on them with. There were like pictures of her in bikinis, and she actually looks like a high school girl. It seemed like Skylar finally looked like a healthier version of herself. And most of Skylar's family had kind of just associated her weight gain to her being in like a happy and healthy relationship with Brandon. And I'll post pictures of Skylar in the bikini on that trip with her family and Brandon. You know, in these pictures, Skylar doesn't look pregnant, not in the slightest. But in reality, she was already 7 months pregnant when those pictures were taken. And of course, all of Skylar's family, her friends, her boyfriend Brandon, they all knew about Skylar's eating disorder now, so they were all super, super cautious about mentioning any of this weight gain to Skylar, even though she looked healthier than she had in a long time. But they didn't want to mention it because they knew that even bringing it up to her could send her into a downward spiral. But we'll come back to this when we get to the prom dress part of this case because it's gonna piss a lot of you off and I'm right there with you. And I always hear people say things like, oh, I don't know how someone could not know that they're pregnant and yada, yada, yada. But both times that I was pregnant, I never looked pregnant. I never gained a bunch of weight, actually weighed less when I went in to give birth than I did when I had gotten pregnant to start with. I never had swollen feet or things like that, and if it weren't for the all-day/morning sickness and the constant heartburn that still hasn't gone away 12 years later, I probably would have never known that I was pregnant, if I'm being completely honest. During both of my pregnancies, I never even so much as bought one pair of maternity pants or shorts. All of my regular clothes fit me just fine the entire time I was pregnant. I actually even didn't get chubby until our youngest was like 2 or 3, which is crazy. And when I went into the ER in labor with my first son, the lady at the front desk is like, ma'am, it sounds like you might be pregnant. Have you taken a pregnancy test? Meanwhile, I had been in full-blown labor for 2 days, and I'm just like, honey, baby, sweetie pie, I've been pregnant for a while, and I need a doctor and an epidural, please and thank you. So, if no one else gets it, I can definitely see how you wouldn't know you're pregnant. Now, I knew I was pregnant, I just didn't look pregnant. I felt pregnant, but I didn't look pregnant. And I was also the same age as Skylar when I got pregnant with our first son. So I could even maybe see if she did know why she would be terrified because same girl, same. And even my second son, when I walked into the ER, it was like 12 or 14 minutes later that we had a clean and swaddled baby in our arms. Quickest delivery that I know of was definitely my own with our second son. The delivering doctor even put us in his top 5 of the quickest deliveries ever, even though I had a C-section both times. And they weren't sure if either one of our boys would make it, but luckily they were both happy and healthy. But I still delivered an entire ass human in under 15 minutes. Now, I'm just getting way off track, but all that to say that I may have not looked pregnant, but I definitely felt pregnant and knew that I was pregnant. But Skylar claims that she had no idea that she was pregnant. She did not know the entire time. That was until Skylar's mom, Kim, took her into the OBGYN to get Skylar put on birth control, and this appointment was April 26th, 2017. Skylar's mom, Kim, said that she saw how serious Skylar and Brandon had gotten in their relationship, and she wanted to go ahead and just get ahead of the risk of being pregnant. Now, little did she know that Skylar was already very much pregnant, and from my understanding, this was Skylar's very first time ever seeing a gynecologist, which I found weird. Because Skylar was 18 years old at this time and she'd never seen a gynecologist before this? I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I was under the impression that you should probably start seeing an OBGYN or a gynecologist when you're like 12, 14 or so. Or at the very least, sometime after you start menstruating. But I guess that's just one of those things that's like to each their own, I guess. And since Skylar had recently turned 18, Skylar's mom Kim didn't go back into the exam room with her. Her mom Kim just sat in the waiting room and waited for Skylar to be seen and get done. And obviously, when you go in to get it put on birth control, they will always, always, always do a urine screening pregnancy test before they prescribe you any kind of birth control. So once Skylar did the urinalysis and went into the exam room, her doctor came into the room to tell her that they wouldn't be able to put her on birth control because she was already 32 weeks pregnant. 32 weeks pregnant. Holy cow. So Skylar's doctor broke the news to her that she should expect to give birth in about 8 to 10 weeks. Her doctor also tells Skylar that the baby's heartbeat was strong and they did like a really quick ultrasound or sonogram. Everything seemed normal and there was no like cause for concern. The doctor explains to Skylar that they hadn't found anything so far that they'd found alarming, but that they also told Skylar that she needed to make a follow-up appointment so that they could get her, like, all of her normal, regular, like, prenatal care things done. She had had no prenatal care up to this point. And once Skylar found out she was pregnant, she broke down and cried as she told the doctor that she could not have this baby. But that wasn't really an option at this point. She was already 32 weeks along. Skylar never asked the doctor about what option she had either, though. And somehow, even with all of this information and knowing full well that Skylar was pregnant, her doctor, for whatever reason, still wrote her a prescription for birth control. And I don't know if Skylar kind of told the doctor that she wouldn't start taking this birth control until after she gave birth. Or maybe she told her that she needed to have a prescription to show her mom when she left the doctor's office to meet her mom in the waiting room. I'm not really sure, but she promised that she would tell her mom about the baby when the time was right. And I could be wrong, but I think that Skylar was also able to get this prescription for birth control because she had agreed to come in at a later date to get some blood work, along with another ultrasound and some prenatal care. You know, whatever other normal pregnancy-related things that they would want to do and check on. But I'm still not sure why this doctor would even write a prescription for birth control for a 32 weeks pregnant woman. It doesn't make sense. And then maybe this could have been one of those things where they'd already called the prescription into the pharmacy before they'd actually seen Skylar and before they realized she was already pregnant. But again, I'm just not sure. But this doctor had absolutely no way of knowing if Skylar would actually try to take these birth control pills every day or not. And surprise, surprise, Skylar did start taking the birth control pills while she was still pregnant, just to keep her parents from asking questions and finding out. And all of those labs and ultrasounds and such that Skylar said she would go back into the doctor for, those never got done either. Skylar made it very clear that she didn't want this doctor to say anything about her pregnancy to her mom. And the doctor told her that that was fine, but, you know, he was expecting Skylar to make a follow-up appointment in a week so that they could go over everything formally since she'd already been without prenatal care for, you know, 32 weeks. And at first, I was thinking about it kind of like Skylar still lives with her parents and she's still in high school. So, in my eyes, that makes her a child still. And it makes me kind of feel like the doctor should have maybe told Kim that Skylar was pregnant. But Skylar was 18, and doctor-patient confidentiality is a real thing. So, that would be why Skylar's mom, Kim, was never made aware that Skylar was pregnant. Supposedly, she didn't know. And we even find out later on that Skylar was even further along than what the doctors had originally thought. She was more like 36 weeks pregnant and not 32 weeks like they had initially guessed. Now, when Skylar came back out into the waiting room after her exam with the doctor, Kim could tell that Skylar had been crying, but she didn't really seem upset. It was just like she could tell that Skylar had been crying. So Kim asked Skylar what was wrong and if she was okay and if everything went okay during the exam or if something had happened. And Skylar just told her mom that she had been intimidated by the exam, especially since it was the first time she'd ever been checked by a gynecologist. And something to note here is that later on when Skylar got home from this appointment, she did Google something along the lines of how to get rid of a baby. Like, this doctor could have gone over the possibilities of adoption with Skylar because obviously she was too far along for an abortion if that was something that she wanted to consider before. But the doctor could have explained the safe haven law to Skylar, which is where any new parent has, I think, 30 days after the baby's born to take the baby to the hospital, police station, fire department, like literally anywhere where people are working and serving the community. You can take a baby and drop them off. And this law makes it so that they don't have to ask you any questions about why you're dropping the baby off or anything else. you just hand the baby over healthy as long as it's okay. I believe you can even do this anonymously, if I'm not mistaken. And maybe Skylar would have done that if she would have known that was an option. But she didn't know because her doctor didn't tell her. But now's probably a good time to mention that Skylar's mom, Kim, seemed to care very, very, very much about what other people thought about her and her family or her family as a whole in their community. Skylar undoubtedly picked up some of those habits from her mom. Skylar would spend hours getting dressed in the mornings before school, and she also very much cared about what people thought of her. And after this appointment for the birth control when Skylar found out she was pregnant, her senior prom was right around the corner after this appointment. And she had been texting with her mom back and forth about how much she hated the way that her body looked and how she was regretting the dress that she'd gotten for prom. And the dress was gorgeous. It was like a red, like mermaid style dress where the top part is like super tight and the bottom kind of flares out and looks like a mermaid tail. And Skylar looked adorable in this dress. When you look at pictures of her, like trying this dress on with her mom, she's gorgeous. But when Skylar texted her mom about how she hated the way that the dress looked on her and how she hated the way her body looked, you know, all this was being said when she was like 36 weeks pregnant. And Skylar's mom, Kim, just kind of texted back and told Skylar that no one could change the way that her body looked besides herself. Kim also said that if Skylar was serious about feeling good in her own skin again, that she needed to put a plan in place and stick with it. Kim tells Skylar that she already works out and runs all the time, and she already watches what she eats, and that if she sets her mind to it, and she pushes herself to look great in her prom dress again, then she could probably do it by the time that prom rolled around. Now, mind you, her mom is saying all this, and Skylar is already tiny. She absolutely did not even need to lose one extra pound. But her mom is still kind of pushing Skylar to work harder if she wanted to be smaller. Even though it was no secret that Skylar suffered from an eating disorder, but that is none of my business, though. Now, Skylar's doctor's office had tried to reach out to her a few different times to get her to make a follow-up appointment for blood work and an ultrasound and prenatal care, but she never responded to the calls or emails, and she never called them back. And then finally, it was the week of prom, when Skylar's mom, Kim, texted Skylar asking about an email that she'd seen from Skylar's OBGYN. Kim's text to Skylar said, quote, "This is your email from your doctor visit. What does PT pre-nat mean?" So it's spelled PT-PRE-NANT. That looks like patient pregnant to me. Skylar replied and tells her mom, quote, "No clue, I can call later or something and see." Kim texts Skylar back saying, quote, "You should call right now. Are you joking? Later?" Skylar responded and said, quote, "Sorry, I just got to school. I'll call now." Kim texts back and says, quote, "Your life could potentially be over and you'll call later." Skylar responded again saying, quote, "No, sorry, I meant like I figured it was probably just a mistake. You're scaring me. Please still have a good day, Mommy. I'm sorry if you're stressed now, but I wouldn't be getting smaller if I was, and I wouldn't be on birth control. I love you. Please don't be mad at me or sad. It was just an accident. Please, let's have a good day. It's prom week." Kim takes Skylar back, this time saying, quote, "I cannot tell you how my heart stopped because I care too much and I want you to have a future. That eliminates all of that. I will. I just need a few hours to adjust." And again, Skylar replies with, quote, "So did mine. I'm sorry that freaking freaked me the freak out too. I was shaken. I'm sorry, okay? Let's make today great. I understand." So that was an odd conversation, but let's keep going. Now, keep in mind that Kim just told Skylar if she were pregnant, that her life would potentially be over. And even though Skylar's mom, Kim, was fully aware of Skylar's eating disorder, she supposedly wasn't aware of the pregnancy. But a few days, or maybe a week or so before prom, Kim texted Skylar to remind her to watch what she was eating so that she would still be able to fit into her prom dress. Because Skylar had been weighing herself a lot more than she normally would have in the last month or so. So obviously, Skylar had to have been gaining at least a little bit of weight for Kim to be texting her saying to watch what she ate so that she could make sure that she still fit in the prom dress. I don't know. I feel like that is the biggest no-no when you're trying to help somebody with an eating disorder. And it was no secret that Skylar suffered from this eating disorder. But I could be wrong. I've never dealt with an eating disorder, so I don't know. But I just feel like I'm not wrong about that, though. So, only 9 days after Skylar had learned that she was pregnant, it was prom night. It was May 4th. Skylar and her boyfriend Brandon, they got all dolled up, and they took some pictures before they headed off to the dance. Now, during prom, Skylar was cramping really bad. Skylar told Brandon that she'd never had cramps from her period that were this bad before in her entire life. So she'd already learned that she was pregnant, and she knew at least roughly how far along she was, but she still wasn't going to admit to herself that the cramps were most likely labor pains and not menstrual pains. And now is probably a good time to mention that Brandon wasn't the father of the baby that Skylar was secretly carrying. Skylar had gotten pregnant by her ex-boyfriend Trey Johnson, who she'd only dated for about a month before she broke it off with Trey. And Trey, who was the baby daddy, didn't know that Skylar was pregnant, so you know damn well her current boyfriend Brandon also had no idea that she was pregnant. And later on during his testimony, Brandon even says that Skylar told him that she was on her period on the night of prom, and that her period was the reason that she was cramping so bad. Now, Brandon is the sweetest, because even though he's just a teenager, he handled this prom and her extremely painful cramps like a champ. He tried to comfort her, and he told her that there was no need to apologize for her not feeling at her best, and he understood. It was just super sweet, especially for him to be so young. Brandon even texted Skylar later on that night after prom, telling her that he had had a blast, and he says that he hoped she did too. He also told Skylar that he hoped she started feeling better soon. Then he told her that if he knew how to do magic, that he would have taken her cramps away instantly. The sweetest. And Brandon texted Skylar a few times that same night after prom, but she wasn't responding as quickly as she normally would have. Skylar did eventually text Brandon back and just let him know that she had still been having really bad cramps and that she'd just been laying with a heating pad on her stomach for the rest of the evening, just trying to make the cramping ease off. So that next morning after prom, Skylar had gotten Brandon tickets to go see a Redskins game for his birthday. Brandon knew that Skylar had still been cramping pretty bad, and he asked if she just wanted to stay home and they could just like lay around on the couch and lounge all day instead of going to the game. But Skylar declined and told Brandon that they were going to celebrate his birthday, and that's what they did. But Skylar's cramps kept going, and they started getting more and more intense as the day went on. And by that night, Skylar was completely miserable. But while all this was happening, her parents and her boyfriend all just thought that she was having, like, extremely intense menstrual cramps. It happens. And after a game-filled day of excitement, Brandon went back home to his house so that he would make it home in time for his curfew, and Skylar and her family called it a night and went to bed. But Skylar's cramps were so intense that she couldn't sleep. It was about 2:30 or 3:30 in the morning, in the early morning hours on May 7th, that Skylar tried to go downstairs to get some over-the-counter pain reliever. But she says that her legs were weak and flimsy feeling. And then Skylar started having the feeling like she needed to go to the restroom, like she needed to go number two. So she went to sit on the toilet instead of going downstairs to get Tylenol or Aleve or whatever. But when Skylar sat down on the toilet, she felt the sudden urge to push while she sat down. Skylar sat in that upstairs bathroom by herself while her entire family slept peacefully in their own beds, and she gave birth to a baby girl that she hadn't told a single soul that she was pregnant with. Skylar would later say that the baby had just kind of fallen out and that she tried to catch the baby to keep the baby's head from going under the water, but that the baby slipped into the toilet anyways. Skylar picked the baby up out of the toilet and looked at her. Skylar later says that when the baby was born, that she had come out completely white, that the baby never cried, that her eyes were closed, and she seemed to not be breathing. Skylar also says that the umbilical cord wasn't even attached to the baby. Skylar decided that she would name the baby Annabelle, but baby Annabelle hadn't been breathing when she'd been born, so instead of waking up her parents or calling 911 or reaching out to anybody for help, Skylar instead wrapped the baby up in a towel. Skylar was, of course, panicked. She wrapped baby Annabelle in a towel and tried to clean her up. So now Skylar has a newborn baby that was born already unattached to an umbilical cord that wasn't breathing, wasn't crying, and wasn't moving. This led Skylar to assume that her baby was a stillborn. So instead of calling 911 or waking her parents up, Skylar cleaned herself up and took the baby downstairs into the garage where she found one of her mom's gardening tools. Skylar carried the baby out of the garage and outside of her house into her suburban neighborhood, where she took the baby into the backyard and dug a small, shallow grave. She unwrapped the towel from around the baby and placed the baby in this small, shallow grave that she dug in the backyard of her parents' house where she lived. Skylar put some pink rose petals that she'd gotten from prom in the grave with baby Annabelle, and she covered the grave up. Skylar also moved a 25-pound flower pot on top of where she'd buried the newborn baby as a way to be able to mark her gravesite. Skylar then went back inside, cleaned up the mess and the blood she cleaned up herself, and threw the bloody, dirty towels away so that no one in her house would see or find them, and then she went to bed at about 5:30 a.m. Because obviously she had to have been exhausted. She'd been in labor for almost 2 days. She'd given birth while she sat on the toilet alone pushing out a baby, and then she dug a grave to bury her baby in. She then had to clean up the mess of the birthing bathroom, so of course she needed to catch up on sleep. I don't know, guys. I don't know. When Skylar woke up the next morning, she completely failed to mention that she'd given birth to a whole-ass human during the middle of the night. Skylar went on about her normal everyday routine in the morning after she'd just buried her newborn baby in her own backyard. Skylar's boyfriend Brandon texted the next morning, and he had no idea that Skylar was ever pregnant, so he definitely had no idea that she would have given birth the night before. So he sent Skylar a good morning text, and he asked her how she was feeling now. Skylar texted Brandon back saying, "I'll tell you about it later, but last night was like the worst ever. And I didn't go to sleep until 5:30, but I feel so much better this morning. I'm happy." But she never did tell Brandon what had been so traumatic about the night before, after this text exchange. It was less than 24 hours after Skylar had given birth that she was at the gym hitting the workouts hard, burning all the calories and body fat that she possibly could. Later during court testimony, we'd see texts that Skylar had sent to her mom while she was at the gym. And those texts were basically just Skylar saying that she was really happy with her body at the moment, and how she was so excited that her stomach was flat again, and also how she would never let herself get as big as she had been in the last few months. Well, she was only that big because she was pregnant and she was still tiny. And when Skylar was texting her mom all these things from the gym, Skylar's mom, Kim, was just kind of telling Skylar that she was proud of her and that she knew she could do it the whole time. So, again, encouraging this behavior. The next morning on May the 7th, after Skylar had brought an entire life into the world while she was at the gym and she was texting her mom, she said, quote, "I'm literally speechless with how happy I am. My belly is back. OMG. I am never, ever, ever, ever letting it get like this again. You're about to see me look freaking better than before. OMG. And Kim replied to this by saying, "That's what I'm talking about. What a great attitude. It all paid off. I'm so proud. You'll look amazing at school tomorrow." Skylar then tells her mom, Kim, that she's so excited to have her flat tummy and that she's going to start weighing herself and taking her looks and weight more seriously, as if she didn't take that seriously enough already. And Skylar's mom, Kim, just plays right into this unhealthy behavior. "I'm sorry, I'm actively trying to keep my thoughts and opinions out of this episode, I swear I am, but I really don't see how Skylar could have taken her looks and weight more seriously than she already did. She was completely obsessed with her weight and what she looked like and what other people thought of her in general." And I know that I'm reading and referring back to a lot of text messages that were sent back and forth between Skylar and other people in her life, but these texts all seem fine and unassuming until you have some context to go along with them. So for about a month after Skylar had given birth to baby Annabelle, her parents, her family, her friends, her boyfriend all still had no idea that she was ever even pregnant, much less that she'd given birth to a baby in secret. So of course there was nobody to question Skylar about where this baby had gone. And in the next few months after secretly giving birth, life was good for Skylar. She graduated from high school and she was excited to see where her future was going to lead. She was also excited to see where her relationship with Brandon was headed. Skylar had gotten into a university and she was eager to start her first year of college, but she had another appointment with her OBGYN to get her next round of birth control. This appointment was on July 12th of 2017. This would only be Skylar's second appointment at the OBGYN. Now, when Skylar went in for this appointment, she saw a different doctor than she'd seen the first time. So it wasn't the same doctor that she'd seen before when she'd first found out that she was pregnant. But the fact that Skylar had been in her third trimester of pregnancy the last time she'd come in to the gynecologist was most definitely noted in her patient chart. So even though she'd seen a different doctor, this new doctor still knew that Skylar had been pregnant before she had come in for the second appointment. Now, this new doctor was aware that Skylar should have already had her baby by now, so the doctor was just kind of casually asking Skylar, like, how her delivery had gone and where she'd had the baby at and how the baby was doing, etc., etc. Because, obviously, she had been pregnant on her last visit and now she wasn't pregnant anymore. But the doctor's office also didn't have any record of Skylar giving birth to a newborn at any of their local hospitals or any of their birthing places. So the doctor was just kind of like, hey, what happened? Where'd you have your baby? Where's your baby now? How's the baby doing? And this is when Skylar completely breaks down. She starts sobbing. And what she tells the doctor next would uncover a case that would not only shock Skylar, but her entire family, along with just about everybody in the nation. This case completely blew up in the media because it had only been 11 days between Skylar's first OBGYN appointment when she learned she was pregnant to the time that she'd given birth to baby Annabelle at home. So Skylar breaks down and she tells her doctor that she'd given birth to her baby in the bathroom at home in the middle of the night by herself and that the baby wasn't breathing or moving or crying, so she just buried the baby in a small grave in her backyard at her family's house. And naturally, her doctor was completely shocked by this. This doctor was not at all ready for what Skylar was telling her. Skylar didn't try to hide how she'd given birth or how she'd buried the baby. She didn't try to deny it or make excuses. She told the doctor the complete timeline of events from the night that she'd given birth. The doctor tells Skylar that childbirth is extremely painful and dangerous if it's not done under the supervision of a medical provider, and Skylar tells her that yes, it was extremely painful, but that she did do it alone in her house on the toilet while her entire family slept soundly in their bedrooms. And the doctor was kind of confused about how Skylar could have been pregnant and how no one would have noticed when she'd given birth and didn't have a baby the next day. And that's when Skylar tells the doctor that she hadn't told a single person that she was pregnant. So, of course, doctors have doctor-patient confidentiality clauses that protect their patients as far as the doctor's not being able to tell your personal information to anybody for almost any reason. But burying a baby in your backyard doesn't exactly fall under the doctor-patient confidentiality agreement. Doctors are mandated reporters, which is something that we've briefly touched on in a few other cases before. Doctors, teachers, caregivers, etc. are bound by law to report any kind of abuse, neglect, self-harm, or harm to others. They don't have a choice. So, of course, this had to be reported to authorities. The doctor didn't really have a choice. She could have lost her license to practice medicine if she didn't report what Skylar had just told her about giving birth and then burying her baby. But the doctor did let Skylar leave from this second appointment, and then the authorities were made aware of what Skylar had just told the doctor. And you'll have to wait until next week to see what happened 2 days after this OBGYN appointment on July 14th, 2017, When the police show up at Skylar's house to question her about the baby, the burial site, and the health condition of baby Annabelle at birth. Now, before I get into the review of the week, I do want to remind you that there is a link under each episode where you can get your merch. Don't forget to go get it before it's gone. Now, also, let me remind you, you need to go leave a review. Yes, I'm talking to you. Yep, you. All right, let's get into one. This one comes from Apple Podcast, and it is from Laura's Mama. Oh, I know who this is. I know who this is. Says, I love me some AB. Love, love, love me some AB. She is life and helps me get through my daily work sitting all day. Only complaint is I wish she had a million stories. Keep being awesome, sister. Happy Wednesday! Thank you so much. I know that was Kara. I love you, girlfriend. All right. I gotta go. I got crap to do. I love you guys. Let's do it again. Same time, same place, next Wednesday. See you then.
That's how my mama
murdered a podcast.